CITR 101.9, 4:30 Tuesdays. That means it is Discorder Radio time. Glad to be here with you. I'm Wade, along with
DJ CJ. How's it going, Radioland?
He's working the dials. And we are working the emails. We got a very busy show today. We're happy to see a lot of emails from people wanting us to promote various events in town. We got lots to talk about, lots to cover this week, and we're excited to promote all the great things that are happening, and maybe even recap a bit of things that were happening, including Music Waste, which happened this past weekend. This band in the background right now is the Courtneys. They headlined the festival, one of the headliners, at the Astoria. Their set started at 1 o'clock on Saturday night, and I didn't see it, but I heard they rocked the show. This track is called Dead Dogs. The Courtneys, to start us off today, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Back on Discorder Radio. That was the Courtneys, who are gracing the June issue of Discorder Magazine. That was the track Dead Dog off their self-titled album, which was just released last Friday. So this thing is brand spanking new, so new that I walked by Sarah Cordelin today. Thank you very much, Sarah. She handed me a couple discs. She goes, you got to play this. And lo and behold, we clicked on the CITR Top 30, and they are number one this week, the Courtneys. And once again, that track was Dead Dog.
Great stuff. Cover band. And going from cover band to a band that's just starting out, this is Those Boys Cassidy, who reached out to us, and, you know, as being Discorder, we love to talk about bands that are just budding and have just started out. And
so you said they reached out to us. I you know, CJ, you handled most of this, so I'm just curious.
I handle the emails.
Yeah, well, I mean, so they just they emailed you and they said, how did this go down?
Well, they emailed me. They're saying they have a show on to kick off their tour for their first album called Chester. And they're sort of an Americana country blues and bluesy sort of rock group. There are six people, five guys and a girl, and really good stuff.
She's a lucky gal.
Really good stuff. I loved it the moment I heard the first track. And so, yeah, I got the chance to interview the drummer, Ryan, and it was a good interview, and I put it together, and here it is.
So just before we play that, I was going to say, so if you're listening out there and you're a local Vancouver indie band and you would like to get better connected to a fan base, it's just that simple. You email myself or CJ. I'm waderadio@gmail.com. CJ, you are?
webeditor.discorder@citr.ca.
There you go. That's a little more official. And just like that, boom, we talk about your stuff. And CJ, you did a great interview with these guys, and we're going to hear that right about now. So this. CJ with Those Boys Cassidy on CITR 101.9.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Ryan. I play drums in the band Those Boys Cassidy. We're a six-piece country rock band. We've got Ryder, Winston, Jesco, Tara, and Buck.
Great, and you guys started the band in 2011, but tell us, where in Alberta are you guys originally from, and what and how long have you guys known each other?
Five of us are originally from central Alberta, I guess the Red Deer area, but mostly from small towns surrounding it. We all kind of went to school in the same general area. We grew up there and started playing music when we were all teenagers. We played in different punk bands and metal bands. And when we were out here, we kind of just found our way to jamming together, and one thing led to another, and it's fully progressed and evolved into more of a live rock show than just acoustic stuff in the living room. Originally, we had another member named Boots, he goes by. He kind of got everything together, and so we had two guitars and... we had a bass player at the time. We eventually kind of swapped some members out, and Boots left, so we had to get a new bass player here. And our old friend Steve, he moved out here. We added him to the band, and at that point, we pretty much were set up. Tara, she has a background of chorus and choir singing, so we thought she'd be a great addition to help with the background vocals.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been listening to some of the tracks. You guys have really good background vocals.
Yeah, it's something we've been trying to develop, and obviously coming from punk and metal backgrounds, we didn't do a whole lot of that. A lot of screaming growing up. So it's been something we've been working towards, and we're pretty proud of where it's at now, and we're hopefully going to get better at it in the future. If I got a fever, if I'm losing
my mind, I cannot... And what about what you guys are listening to now? I mean, do you pay much attention to other bands like yourself in Vancouver? Are there some you really like?
Well, in Vancouver, we've been trying really hard to try to branch out and get to know more of the bands. We recently had some contact with the Gastown Royals, who are pretty good, like kind of bluegrassy band from the east side here. We're pretty good friends with the Tishomingo String Band. We've played with them a couple times. They're really, really talented folks. And there's a lot of great talent here. Rob Butterfield, somebody I'm really into his album right now. And White Ash Falls would be another good artist.
So you've got a gig at the Princeton Pub. This is June 13th at 9 o'clock. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock, Princeton Pub in East Vancouver here, and it'll be kind of our tour kickoff. We're just going to be going to Alberta for about a week and a half or so, and it'll be kind of just a good time to have all our friends down, have a few beers, have some good music, and then hit the road. Follow these rails.
And so what has the response been from your friends?
Well, everybody seems to like it. The album is kind of a collection of all the songs we were able to write over a year or so period, and it's recorded over a lengthy period as well, so that's why you have kind of differences in the vibe of each song, but I think that kind of adds character in the end.
Right.
And it's kind of been, it's a good representation of the evolution we've gone through. Some of the songs would have been written a lot earlier in the process than some of them. Like Swamp Living would have been one of the later songs written, and it kind of just shows that, to me anyway, when I listen to it, I see an evolution over a year period of time there.
All right, last question. In a post-apocalyptic situation, what album would you want to keep with you?
What album would I keep with you? Personally, I'm a big Townes Van Zandt fan. to me, he's the greatest songwriter that ever lived, and his stories and everything kind of keep you company. You know, so I think I'd go with that one.
Absolutely. What do you think some of your band members would take?
Some of the band members? Oh, Graham Parsons. I guess anything by Graham Parsons we'd be pretty into having with us in that situation.
Fantastic. All right.
Maybe some Steve Earle wouldn't hurt, too.
Great. Any last words for people out there?
Yeah, I hope anybody listening that's interested comes out to the show. And, if you listen to the music, I hope you enjoy it. Really appreciate having us on here.
Mr. Alligator, where have you gone?
Well, I'm creeping on a critter that I can't snack on.
Mr. Alligator, how do you get your thrills?
From lurking in the water, long like still. I can smell you from 100 yards away, and I know just how you're gonna taste.
Mr. Alligator, don't need me today.
It's too late, I'm already on the way.
'Cause where the swamp grows, nobody goes. Where the swamp grows,
ooh.
Hi, this is Rai from Those Boys Cassidy. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Swamp Livin' by Those Boys Cassidy from the album Chester, and great job by DJ CJ throwing that little audio piece together. Nice job there, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. It was really nice talking to them, and looking forward to their show on the 13th at Princeton Pub, 1904 Powell Street. So, see you guys there.
And that's their debut album.
That is.
Wow.
And you guys, listeners, you can check it out on Bandcamp. It's really good stuff. And
Talented musicians. That's awesome for a debut album. Sounds like a great show, too. Sounds like these guys would put on a really good live show if they're that tight on their first album. I'm sure a live performance would not disappoint. And we're going to stick with the Alberta theme, although we're going to go from a bit of a country-inspired bluesgrass funk vibe to a bit of a acid wash pop vibe. So those guys, those boys, Cassidy, originally from Red Deer, Alberta.
Around that area, yeah.
This next band, also originally from Lethbridge, Alberta, now calls Toronto home. Why am I calling it Toronto? I'm from Toronto. We call it Toronto. I guess hanging out in BC folk too often, which they say Toronto. Anyways, actually, one of the members still lives in Lethbridge, and the other four guys call Toronto home, and they send music back and forth via the internet. The band is called The Ketamines. They're playing this Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater, and their brand new album, which is called You Can't Serve Two Masters, was just released. And this is the title track to that album, The Ketamines, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Great tune there from the Ketamines, the title track to their new album, You Can't Serve Two Masters, and a great article done by JC Gibb in this month's Discorder magazine, where she's chatted with Paul Lawton of the band, and also of the Slagging Off music blog, which has been known to slag off a few Canadian bands. Check it out for yourselves. And yeah, the Ketamines once again playing this Saturday night at the Rickshaw Theater. Should be a great show. Okay, so we mentioned off the top, there's a few things to take care of. This is something really cool that's happening. Thank you very much to Annabelle Bernard, who emailed us. There is a nonprofit organization that just started in Vancouver called Jamcouver, which is a cultural society dedicated to the promotion of the community and culture of skateboarding, with the end goal to create an indoor skate park somewhere in Vancouver. So, with that in mind, they decided to do this really cool fundraiser that's happening. This is it's so bizarre and so interesting. I think it's going to be great. It's at the Burrard Hotel, which is that old school motor hotel at the corner of Burrard and Helmkin. You can find more information on Facebook. It's just go to the Jamcouver page or go to theburrard.com/blog/hotel takeover. The official name of the event is called the Burrard Hotel Takeover. And it's this Saturday night. Basically, what's happening is 25 rooms of the Burrard Hotel will be taken over for this hotel ramp party. And not only does it, each one of the rooms is going to have different themes. There's going to be art. There's going to be a whole set of different themes in 25 different rooms, and you and your friends can just basically have a hotel party, check out all the different rooms, and in the courtyard is going to be a concert featuring the band Humans. I actually had a pleasure of doing karaoke with Peter Rick of the band Humans earlier this week at the Biltmore. But alas, so they will be playing as part of this hotel takeover. We're going to have more information on our Facebook page. And once again, Jamcouver is their Facebook link, and you can go to the Discord Radio Facebook page as well to find out more. There's going to be a skateboard ramp there as well, different artist rooms, food, drink, all this kind of cool stuff. And not only are Humans going to be playing, but a lot of DJs will be there as well, including Genie, Dale Evans, Mandy Lynn, and My Gay Husband of Block Party, UBC Block Party fame. They played, as you might recall, CJ, back in April here at UBC.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event.
A little rainy, but good times nonetheless. So this garage party slash there's a garage party slash record release that happens prior to 9 o'clock. Once again, hoteltakeover.eventbrite.ca or the Facebook page. Now here's the best part of it. By the way, it's $35 to go to this event, but you get a lot for your money. And actually, if you want to go for less, you can get tickets for a reduced price if you go to the London Pub tonight. So if you're going to be in the neighborhood of the London Pub, pop on in, get yourself a drink, and buy tickets to this event at a reduced price. We've got a cool contest, though, to announce. This is really cool. So what Jamcouver is doing is actually they're giving away a VIP pass to one of their rooms. So they're actually, one of these theme rooms can be yours for you and four friends. And this is what you got to do. Again, we'll post this later on our Facebook page, but in the meantime, listen up. What you need to do is like the Facebook page or follow the tag at Jamcouver on Instagram. Share your photos and ideas at Jamcouver, hashtag Hotel Ramp Party. That's at Jamcouver, Jamcouver, hashtag Hotel Ramp Party, all one word. Share your photos and ideas between now and Saturday at 1 p.m. And of what the one thing you would take with you to the hotel takeover, which is this Saturday, June 15th. Now, what you'll win, as I said, is a room for you and your four friends. It's a $335 value. Must be 19 plus. But once again, you and four friends could indulge in this awesome prize. It's valued at $335. It's all happening this Saturday night at the Burrard Hotel, the hotel takeover. Check it out, Jamcouver on Facebook or Eventbrite. Hoteltakeover.eventbrite.ca. And Humans are the band that are headlining the show this Saturday night. Here they are, Humans, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
And that is the track De Ciel by Humans off their album Traps. And they're playing Saturday.
Yes.
At Jamcouver.
The Jamcouver Burrard Hotel Takeover event presented by Color Magazine. And CJ, you and I should definitely go check that out so we can talk about the cool event that it is sure to be next week. Once again, this really cool contest. You guys should definitely check it out. A $335 value. You and your friends could win a VIP room at the hotel. All you got to do is send your best Instagram photos or ideas about what you'd bring to a hotel party. All the information will be on our Facebook page, Discord Radio, or their Facebook page, Jamcouver. Once again, we are Discord Radio. Be sure to pick up issues of Discord around town, and we look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday at 4:30. I'm Wade. That is
DJ CJ. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you next week, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?